There was also a reeve, and a miller, a summoner and a pardoner also, a manciple and myself. There were no more. The miller was a stout carle for the nones. Full big he was of brawn and eke of bones, that proved well, for over all there he came. At wrestling he would have always the ram. He was short-shouldered, broad, a thick canard. There was no door that he nud heave of har, or break it at a running with his head. His beard, as any sow or fox, was red, and thereto broad, as though it were a spade. Upon the copright of his nose he had a wart, and thereon stood a tuft of hairs, red as the bristles of a sow's ears. His nostrils black were and wide. A sword and buckler bore he by his side. His mouth, as great, was as a great furnace. He was a jangler and a goliardes, and that was most of sin and harlotries. Well could he steal in corn, and tolen thrice, and yet he had a thumb of gold, pardee. A white coat and a blue hood wearied he. A bagpipe well could he blow and sound, and therewithal he brought us out of town. A gentle manciple was there of a temple, of which a shaters might take example, for to be wise in buying of vitail. For whether that he paid or took by tale, all gate he waited so in his ashate, that he was aye before and in good state. Now is not that of God a full great grace, that such a lewd man's wit shall pass the wisdom of a heap of learned men? Of masters had he more than thrice 10 that were of law expert and curious, of which there are a dozen in that house, worthy to be stewards of rent and land, of any lord that is in England. To make him live by his proper good, in honour debtless, but if he were wood. Or live as scarcely as him list desire, and able for to help an all a shire in any case that might fall or hap. And yet this manciple set there all a cap,